Language Course, Book 16, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Read the paragraph silently while you hear it read. Listen and read. Molly loves to swim. She has loved it since she was a little girl. She goes to the swimming pool every day and swims laps. Going from one end of the pool to the other is good exercise and gives her good practice. At first, she could only swim across the pool once, but gradually she has gotten stronger, and now it is possible for her to swim 4 or 5 laps without stopping. Answer these questions. Number 1. Where does Molly go every day? Repeat. She goes to the swimming pool every day. Number 2. What does she do? Repeat. She swims laps. Number 3. What has happened to her gradually? Repeat. She has gotten stronger. Number 4. What is it possible for her to do now? Now it is possible for her to swim 4 or 5 laps without stopping. Look at Figure 2. Listen and read. Molly wants to take part in a race, so she knows she can't possibly skip a day of swimming. She knows she has to swim every day. It's not always convenient to go to the pool, but even though she has other things to do, she knows it's impossible to skip a day. Her coach checks her out carefully to make sure she is swimming properly. He is very careful about her fitness program. She must eat all the proper foods, take a nap every day, and keep practicing. Gradually, she will be ready for the race. As soon as the race is over, it will be unnecessary to practice, and she can go back to swimming for fun and relaxation. Answer these questions. Number 1. What does Molly want to do? Repeat. Molly wants to take part in a swimming race. Number 2. Is it always convenient for her to go to the pool? Repeat. It isn't always convenient for her to go to the pool. Number 3. Is it possible for her to skip a day? Repeat. It's impossible for her to skip a day. Number 4. What does her coach do? Repeat. He checks her out carefully to make sure she is swimming properly. Number 5. What is he very careful about? Repeat. He is very careful about her fitness program. Number 6. What must Molly do? Repeat. She must eat all the proper foods, take a nap every day, and keep practicing. Now look at Figure 3. Listen to words or phrases, and then to a sentence using that word or phrase. Circle the letter of the statement, A, B, or C, that comes the closest to the meaning. Number 1. Take part in. Molly wants to take part in a swimming race. Number 2. Skip. She can't possibly skip a day of practice. Number 3. Convenient. It's not always convenient to go to the pool. Number 4. Impossible. She knows it's impossible to win without practicing. Number 5. Checks out. Her coach checks her out to make sure she's swimming correctly. Number 6. Properly. She always tries to swim properly. Number 7. Fitness. Her coach is very careful about her fitness plan. Number 8. Proper. She must eat all the proper foods. Number 9. Nap. She must take a nap every day. Number 10. Gradually. Gradually, she'll be ready for the race. Number 11. Unnecessary. It will soon be unnecessary to practice. Number 12. Relaxation. Then she'll swim for relaxation. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. Repeat. Molly wants to be in a race. Number 2 is B. Repeat. She has to go every day. Number 3 is A. Repeat. It's not always easy to go to the pool. Number 4 is A. Repeat. She knows she can't win without practicing. Number 5 is B. Repeat. Her coach carefully watches her swim. Number 6 is C. Repeat. She tries to swim correctly. Number 7 is C. Repeat. He is careful about how she stays in shape. Number 8 is B. Repeat. She must eat all the right foods. Number 9 is A. Repeat. She must sleep every afternoon. Number 10 is B. Repeat. She'll be ready for the race slowly. Number 11 is A. Repeat. Soon she won't have to practice. Number 12 is C. Repeat. Then she'll swim for fun. Look at figure 4. When I tell you to start, read the phrases. Circle S if they are the same, or D if they are different. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Look at the phrases again as we check your answers. Number 1 is different. Number 2 is different. Number 3 is the same. Number 4 is different. Number 5 is the same. Number 6 is the same. Number 7 is different. Number 8 is different. Number 9 is different. Number 10 is the same. Number 11 is different. Number 12 is the same. Number 13 is the same. Number 14 is different. Number 15 is the same. Look at figure 5. Repeat the dialogues.
You had better see the doctor.
I know I should, but I don't like to go to the doctor.
Have you paid this month's dues?
No, I haven't. I'd better do that now.
Hadn't we better tell the family about our schedule?
Yes, we'd better. We ought to tell them when we'll arrive.
Mark's giving his old camera to Steve.
He'd better not. He said he'd give it to me.
Do you want to go downtown with us?
No, I guess I'd better not. I have a test tomorrow.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a sentence, change it, and then repeat the new sentence. Look at the examples. Repeat. Examples. If Fred doesn't get some gasoline, he'll run out. Fred had better get some gasoline or he'll run out. If you lose your passport, you'll have to apply for a new one. You'd better not lose your passport or you'll have to apply for a new one. Now listen, change, and repeat. Number 1. If I miss the bus, I'll have to take a taxi. Repeat. I'd better not miss the bus, or I'll have to take a taxi. Number 2. If Mary doesn't take her medicine, she won't get well. Repeat. Mary had better take her medicine, or she won't get well. Number 3. If I drink any more coffee, I won't sleep tonight. Repeat. I'd better not drink any more coffee, or I won't sleep tonight. Number 4. If you break that stereo, you'll have to replace it. Repeat. You'd better not break that stereo, or you'll have to replace it. Number 5. If Nell doesn't go to the grocery store now, it'll be too late. Repeat. Nell had better go to the grocery store now, or it'll be too late. Look at figure 7. Listen to a statement followed by a word. Ask a question using the word. Repeat the example. Example. I don't know anything about cars. I can't fix this myself.
Mechanic.
Hadn't you better call a mechanic? Now listen, make a question, and then repeat the question. Number one, my friend's birthday is tomorrow.
Gift.
Repeat, hadn't you better buy him a gift? Number two, the phone is ringing.
Answer.
Repeat, hadn't you better answer it? Number three, that restaurant is always so busy.
Reservations.
Repeat, hadn't we better make reservations? Number four, the speed limit here is 20 miles per hour.
Slow down.
Repeat, hadn't you better slow down? Number five, Ali has a test tomorrow.
Study.
Repeat, hadn't he better study for it? This is the end of tape 1B, book 16.